In Minnesota's Twin Cities, Jews and Somali immigrants have been partners for decades. Then came the election to Congress last year of Democrat Ilhan Omar, a Somali immigrant who spent 4 years in a refugee camp as a child and arrived in Minnesota as a teenager. An outspoken critic of Israel, Ms. Omar has courted controversy with provocative remarks that some say invoke anti-Semitic stereotypes. The pattern has alarmed many Jews, and as Ms. Omar faced yet another firestorm last week, community leaders on both sides voiced pain and confusion, fearing that the comments could damage an alliance they have spent years trying to nurture. It's a story by Elise Vibeck, national reporter at The Washington Post. Elise, what did you look at?
Ilhan Omar has been accused of spreading anti-Semitic stereotypes in the last couple of months. These controversies have dominated her time in Congress so far. She just got here in January. And so what I was curious about is how this was affecting relationships specifically between the Jewish community and the Somali American community, of which Ilhan Omar is a member in the Twin Cities area. And what I found is kind of, a complicated story. These are two communities that have very close ties going back to the 1990s. And I think people are a little bit concerned that the controversy surrounding this new congresswoman could put some of those ties in jeopardy.
Because as you point out, the two communities have been working side by side at times.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, the Somali American community was first established in Minnesota, of all places, back in 1993. The Somali overthrow of the government meant that there were a lot of refugees coming over, and Ilhan Omar's family was among them. And in fact, the Jewish community, as well as some Lutheran churches, some Catholic churches, were helping to resettle and to sponsor and to help out these new refugees. And so for a long time, the Somali American community, which is primarily Muslim, and the Jewish community have worked together amid kind of rising religious bigotry against both sides. And so they consulted with one another in terms of fundraising, in terms of how to deal with threats and discrimination. And so that's kind of the backdrop here as we hear these comments from Ilhan Omar that some Jews really are troubled by, not all, but some.
All right, so who feels hurt? Who's saying what here?
Yeah, so there are many members of the Jewish community, not just in Minnesota, but we know nationally, who feel that these comments from Omar betray a certain anti-Semitic bias. Now, there are some Jews on the other side who feel that Omar is simply criticizing policies of the Israeli government, particularly in the West Bank, and that to call her anti-Semitic is unfair. So that's one of the wrinkles here, is that the Jewish community isn't in complete agreement about what this is. But on the other side, Ilhan Omar has dealt with quite a bit of Islamophobia since she was elected and throughout her political career. We know that just this month there was a poster discovered in the West Virginia State House that depicted Omar's face over a photo of one of the burning Twin Towers, implying that somehow she was connected to those attacks, which of course she was not. And so on her side, I think that there's a certain amount of feeling that she's facing discrimination of her own. And so that's where things get a little bit messy, and I think that the communities are trying to figure out how to maintain their relationship while they sort out kind of the hurt feelings on both sides.
We're speaking with Elise Vibeck, national reporter at The Washington Post. Her piece is called In Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's Comments Cause Pain and Confusion. All right, so when you drill down here, too, you found that she does have supporters even in the Jewish community, but there's kind of a but here, right? Because it's not
right.
About, it's she wants to be clear, or they want to be clear that this is about the Israel and not necessarily Jewish people.
That's right, yeah. So when you speak to Omar's Jewish defenders, of which there are many, they will say that they understand why some of their fellow Jews feel that what she said was anti-Semitic. They might disagree. And what they believe she's being essentially punished for is challenging the status quo and a lot of what Washington believes about the state of Israel. She is a very vocal critic and strident critic of Israeli policy in the West Bank toward the Palestinian people. And so some Jewish supporters of hers who are progressive and who agree on Israel feel that she is essentially being kind of hung out to dry by people who want to see the status quo maintained.
Thanks, Elise. Elise Vibeck, national reporter at The Washington Post.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.